flew into your lovely airport on Delta Airlines. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. That's where I live. Well, thank you. I may need a ride back. I'm not flying back. I went from Nashville to Atlanta, Atlanta to Cincinnati on Delta, which I figured out stands for delivering every living thing to Atlanta. Man. How many stops can they make before it's reclassified a bus trip? That's what I want to know. I think one point in the middle of a cornfield just picking two guys up waving 20s. And the flight attendants. You ever have Russell? A little too perky for me at 6 a.m. Booming on the microphone. Hi, everybody, I'm Russell. We didn't hit it off, me and Russell. Started when he woke me up from a nap to put a pillow under my head. He said, you looked uncomfortable. He said, I was sound asleep and I was drooling on myself. What more signs of comfort do you need, man? I said to him, if you're looking at somebody, you're wondering if they're comfortable or not. If their eyes are closed and spit is pouring out of their mouth, take my word for it, they're comfortable. I don't care if there's a coat hanger hanging out the back of their drawers, they're comfortable. He called me frown face. I couldn't make that up. It's not even in my vocabulary. He looked at me and went, frown face, and then walked away. And I'll tell you what bothered me when I leaned against the window. The fact that that bothered me. It shouldn't have mattered, should it have, what Russell thought of me. I leaned over to the next guy. Am I a frown face? He goes,